think you're really gonna like this.
I think you're gonna like it.
I think you're gonna like it.
I think you're gonna like this.
This show is going to change my life.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, man.
Wow, this is gonna be fun.
This is gonna be good.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeehaw!
Well, that's what you get when you have high expectations. I don't know if we can meet that level of expectations, but we'll sure do our best. Welcome to it. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 6:12. Happy Friday. I guess that's the big news. It is Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday and windy.
Right on.
Windy and breezy.
Yeah, it is.
Coming to work today, man, we got my truck was all over the road. You know, I was like, okay.
I even brought gloves just in case. It's windy, but it's not excessively cold.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yet.
Now, and we'll be out there broadcasting live today, 1 to 3. We'll be at a grocery outlet doing good works for the Tri-Cities Food Bank. Stop on by with your monetary donation. We'll see if the tent goes up.
I know it.
We'll see how this wind is. All right, let's get your day started. Grab the coffee, grab the Red Bull, and let's get going for you. Facebook fun for you, other people's problems. I think do we still have a set of those Custer Arts
for the Arts and Crafts show?
It's our
final. We've got two pairs.
Yeah, it's our final set.
We do.
So we'll give you a chance to win those at 7:20. So let's get your day started, and thank God it's Friday. 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7. K-O-R-D.
It's 102.7 K-O-R-D at 6:24. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Still a little breezy for you as you get up, get going. 51 degrees for you right now. Join Patty and myself today, 1 to 3, out there at Grocery Outlet. Monetary donations for a great cause, the Tri-Cities Food Bank, Patty.
Right on, Rick.
It's going to be a lot of fun, so come on by and say hi. Facebook, fun to get your day started. Here you go. What's the most outrageous scam you've fallen for? We've all fallen for a scam a time or two.
Oh, no.
What was the most outrageous, Patty, in your recollection?
No, why would you put me on the spot like this?
Well,
a scam.
I will go first.
So, what do you got?
One thing is my son, many, many, many years ago, it was in the middle of the night, knocks on my door, goes, Dad, can I use the credit card? I'm trying to get some protein powder.
He was probably watching TV.
I'm trying to pump up, Dad. And of course, it's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever. It's in my wallet, right? Anyway, I get this bank alert. And the bank calls and goes, are you trying to purchase something from like England or somewhere? and they want $160 some. I went, what? And then they were like, yeah, some protein. I was like, I want to get that. I was going to kill my.
That you bring that up, I do remember I got a phone call and it was a telemarketer first. I don't even remember what it was, but they were telling me that I want a cruise.
I was like,
Dad, it's real.
Yeah.
Nope, Patty Joe, don't fall for that.
Don't fall for any. I mean, scammers be scamming. They've been going on forever, and they're getting so smart.
Well, I even get texts now. Your package at the postal service.
Oh, the list.
And they want you to click on the link. Don't do it, guys.
Yeah, don't do any of that. Oh, yeah. Every single day I get a text or a call saying, you know, all these
things. Latest is my iCloud is going to be deleted.
Oh, I love that.
All my photos are going to be gone.
I love that.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen your bank's been compromised.
Yep.
It's gotten so bad that in our work email, they don't even call me by my right name. Like, they're like, hey, Kieran, it looks like you bought these tickets.
Yeah.
Like, have you had any of those in yours where, like, that's not even my name, doofus?
And it's our work trying to catch us.
Yeah,
sending phishing emails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our work does that, too. Isn't that the craziest thing?
Yes,
yeah, they deliberately do it. I think I've been...
Patty, you have been enrolled in internet security.
Yeah, so we don't click on anything
no,
now,
No, we
period.
Do not.
So there you go. That'll be fun. What's the most outrageous scam you've fallen for? Add to our list. Don't be embarrassed by it because it's happened to everybody.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It's happened to everybody. We're more vigilant about it today. But back in the day, woo! You know, cell phones and all that. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Outrageous scam. What do you got for us? That's the Facebook fun.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
It's expected for the day. So you and I are going to be out broadcasting live, grocery outlet 1 to 3. We're just going to be keeping our hats on. That's all. That's all I got to say.
The one in Kennewick, just so you know, Fourth Avenue there.
Right there. Come on by. Monetary donation accepted for the Tri-Cities Food Bank. Looking forward to being out there today from 1 to 3. All right, time for some Nashville news.
All right, Luke Combs, Ella Langley, Megan Maroney, Shaboozy, Zach Top, Tucker Wetmore, Lainey Wilson, all going to be performing. performing at this year's CMA Awards. That will happen Wednesday, November 19th. Just so you know, Lainey Wilson is hosting. More performers are expected to be announced in the coming days. Speaking of Luke, Luke Combs talking about his childhood. He says he was just your basic all-American kid.
Went to public school, played sports, really enjoyed it. Yeah, man, it was fun. I had a fun upbringing that was like, what we would say in the States, like an all-American kid kind of, you know, like just kind of grew up in the suburbs.
I'd say that's a great upbringing.
Yeah.
Zach Brown teaming up with a cruise line, Margaritaville at Sea. He's debuting the first artist-curated music venue at sea. It's called Same Boat. It's a nod to Zach Brown Band's 2021 hit of the same name featuring Jimmy Buffett. According to a press release, the live music venue is going to be a hub for cruisers where they'll get to enjoy live music and some cocktails and front row access to world-class performances. Just so you know, Same Boat is the cruise line's beachcomber ship, which is set sail in the inaugural sailing in January of 2027 from Miami. How about this? George Strait has something really big planned for his home state of Texas, but we don't know what it is. In a post on Instagram, he's got a cryptic teaser hinting that there's an announcement on the horizon. In the caption, he wrote, "An announcement incoming for the Lone Star State." His post featured an image of a long road in Texas with mile marker reading 425 miles.
So maybe
you think there's a song called 425 or something?
I think it's an album or maybe a couple concert dates. He does not do full tours anymore.
But let's be real. But George Strait posting on Instagram.
It's an album.
Somebody posted for him.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Blake Shelton says that his former TV show, The Voice, doesn't produce any superstars. He says because it's all about the coaches and not the singers. Interesting. I guess he's not wrong. Entertainment Now quoting him as saying, by the time the artist wins the show, the TV people have already moved on to the next season.
They do make a good point about that.
And then he goes, also, the show's more about the coaches. That's why it was so popular. It's not as much focused on the artists. I guess he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
What's up with that? Chase Matthew, Darlin, 650, number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Speaking of that kind of situation, that's coming up in other people's problems, is you hit it off with somebody doing karaoke or whatever. You go on a couple dates, and then later you discover, guess what? They're married. So do you rat them out to their spouse, or do you like, okay, just one and done, and off we go and never speak of it again?
What is this, Cheaters?
The Cheaters, exactly.
Joey Greco? Are you Joey Greco?
Yeah, you love this. You love that show, Patty. You do. So we'll talk about that coming up in just about 10 minutes for other people's problems. In the meantime, if you got the KORD, the handy-dandy KORD mobile app, I've got a Visa gift card up there for grabs. Also, today is our final day of Lainey Wilson, thanks to Legends Casino. Code coming down this morning at 8:20. And we normally don't talk about stuff like this on the radio, but I'm really glad that they found that hit-and-run suspect, that sad situation over there in Kennewick.
They did.
I know you
they
posted, did. They, you posted they, about it.
Yeah. They arrested a female yesterday afternoon in Kennewick.
Yeah.
And they found the vehicle.
Yeah. And it's heartbreaking. Number one, it's heartbreaking.
Well,
if I can at least give one piece of advice in any situation, even if you're drunk, you stay at the scene of the accident, no matter what, because now the consequences are going to be even stiffer and tougher.
That's right.
And I know it's terrifying. I think people get. I mean, you know, I've hit an animal, and I've just like, oh my God, my life. I feel so horrible about it. I've never hit a human, thank goodness. But when it does happen, you stop. You render assistance, you call 911, you do whatever it can, because it's not going to help you in court later down the road.
It's just heartbreaking because, you know, the victim was a 31-year-old, a mom of five.
Yeah, it's a sad story. So if there's a piece of advice to take from that is, no matter what happens, what things go bump in the night, we get it. Things happen. My wife and I, we were over on 395 and 27th coming home one night, and some guy just literally walks. And there's no crosswalk.
No,
and my wife saw him, and she hit her brakes. And I'm and I because I was looking at my phone. I looked up, And their guy was like, you know, near the middle
of the road.
Near the Circle K right there. And we're like, what the heck are you doing,
the
dude?
Roads are dark, especially, you know, now with the time change and all that. I was driving along Jadwin Avenue the other night. And, you know, when you can't see people in dark clothing, that's why I'm so grateful when, you know, bicyclists are out and they have, you know, the reflective vests and whatnot.
Exactly.
Even when you're walking at night. I need that. Like, I walk DJ. I have a flashlight.
Yeah, I know. I know. It was one interesting. A few years back, I was walking through our neighborhood. I had our three dogs, but I have a hat with a light on it.
Good for you.
And it looks like I'm like a miner or something like that. And the gal pulled over and she goes, I just want to let you know, thank you so much for having
a light
on your hat. Da, da, da. I said, oh, yeah, I'm out walking the dogs. And so it can happen to anybody. So that is a fair warning. And again, you can check out the article. Glad they got the person. And again, it's just a sad story. So you can read more about those stories and more. Got it posted for you on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Let's see his latest 708, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Of course, our Lainey Wilson. It is our final day for our great flyaway to Vegas to see Lainey, thanks to Legends Casino. That first code dropping this morning at 8:20. Only five more chances to see Lainey right there in Vegas.
You better get in on it.
Yeah, better get in on it. Like Patty said, better get in on it. It's going to be awesome. And your chance to fly out of Pasco, it's going to be fantastic. All right, Sarah's got a situation this morning. Another People's Promise brought to you by Cliff Septic. What's going on with Sarah?
Rick and Patty, I go to karaoke every Tuesday night with my friends. 2 weeks ago, a guy started chatting with me, and he didn't sing. He seemed fairly nice. We exchanged numbers. Well, we started texting, and we have had three great dates so far. We won't be getting to a fourth date because, well, he's married. Not only is he married, he's married to one of my bosses. I was on Facebook when her picture appeared in the People You Might Know. Man. Well, I clicked on her profile, went through several pictures before coming to one of her and her husband. He wasn't wearing his wedding ring when I met him. I told my best friend about this. She says I should ghost him since he doesn't know where I work or where I live. We're not friends on social media either. My sister says I should tell my boss, come clean. What would you do if you were me? Sarah in Richland.
Wow, you got two options. We were talking. Okay, so and because you put it out there publicly, I can say it publicly on the air as well.
What
is, remember Just Joel? You know.
Oh,
he made a T-shirt. Didn't he make a T-shirt?
Did you see it?
I saw that. He made a T-shirt. Hey, you made it public, dude. He made a T-shirt of "Are we dating the same guy" or something like that. Remember that? There's a photo.
Yeah, he's like, you know, you made it big when you make this page.
That's right. So there is a group in Tri-Cities. Are we dating the same guy? And then people chime in and say, yeah, that guy's married, or that guy, you know, has got whatever, da 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 da. So in this situation, do you rat the guy out? Do you rat him out? I say you rat him out. I do. I mean.
Yeah. Listen, man, I watched Cheaters an episode yesterday. And yeah, this dude was married and he had a side piece or what, you know, a side chick for like 3 years. And then the wife and the stepdaughter. Like,
tore into it.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was.
The one that got me on Cheaters is where they're leaving church.
And it's the minister.
Yeah, like, what? Yeah. You're at church. I mean, I'm not, yeah. I mean, and the wife shows up and goes, what the,
I guess it just goes to show that everybody's human, but why do you have to cheat? Why can't you just, you know, one relationship at a time.
Now, some people might say, well, maybe he's separated. You don't know the whole story. Da 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 da. I hear what you're saying on that one, but I don't know. Would you rat him out? I guess that's the question.
I would.
547 KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. I'm curious about this. Yeah, because I think he blatantly is doing this. It's not just, he's blatantly doing it.
Well, you're not wearing your wedding ring. Now, Jeff doesn't wear his wedding ring.
I don't wear
my wedding ring at the gym.
Right.
I'm afraid I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, so I do have a wedding ring. I don't ever wear it. We've talked about this on the show. I don't like, you notice I have no jewelry. I have nothing.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't like anything touching my skin except for clothes. I got to wear clothes, but... But in terms of jewelry or a necklace
See, I love wearing necklaces.
No.
I know. It's hard to wear earrings for us. No. For, well,
No.
For me anyways, because we have headphones on. Yeah,
no, I'm not going to puka shell this thing up or any, or any of those. No, not going to happen. Don't like, I don't like.
I'm glad that you, I work with a guy once this, yeah. And he had a puka shell necklace and my husband was like, why does he wear that thing? Like, and I'm like,
hey, buddy.
I don't know.
Well, hey, buddy.
But I came to the real, I just went to this reunion.
Yeah.
You know, he's had the same necklace.
Oh, yeah,
it's been like 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly.
Get a new one, man. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, Sarah, do our best to solve it for you. 547-KORD, 547-5673. App chat us what you do. We want to know. We're kind of on we're ratting them out. So we're curious what you guys think. Let us know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Marshmallow Miles on it. Number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD at 722. Your morning commute. Happy Friday. Windy, breezy for you right now, Tri-Cities. 48 degrees, partly sunny. Winds could be 30 to 40 miles per hour. Patty, myself, out broadcasting live. Today, we're going to be out there at Grocery Outlet right there in Kennewick. Come on by, say hi. Monetary donations. Tri-Cities Food Bank, we're trying to help out, aren't we, Patty?
And yes, we are, Rick.
It's very cool. All right. So, you know what? It's our normal time. We do a little contest. How about giving away some tickets? How about this, Patty?
We have two pairs of tickets if you would like to go. This is a big deal. It's Custer's 30th annual arts and crafts show. It's going on at the Happo Center today from 10 until 8, tomorrow 9 till 6, and Sunday from 10 till 4. Anything and everything you need for the holidays, we got it for you.
I love it. I love it. So we'll take a couple callers on this. What caller numbers do you want to take?
At 547-KORD, we're going to go with callers number 7 and 8.
All right, 7 and 8. If you want to win next, 7 and 8 callers, 7 and 8, you win next. 102.7-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Eric's Bentley drunk on a plane, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD, 738. You got Rick, you got Patty. Sunshine for you right now, breezy, 51 degrees, and throughout the day, could be winds up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. We're going to be out broadcasting live at Grocery Outlet, looking forward to a great cause with the Tri-Cities Food Bank, Patty.
Especially now, more than ever, the need is great. You know, SNAP benefits. Our government is shut down. People are not getting their benefits, and you know what? We're still hungry.
Exactly.
So
keeping the shelves stocked up, thanks to our friends at the Tri-Cities Food Bank.
Right.
Grocery outlet right there in Kennewick, on right off there on 4th and Olympia, right?
Fourth and Olympia.
Olympia, right. That's there. Right. Right in the neck of my neighborhood.
I know. I used to live in the apartments
right
behind
there.
Yeah,
you know exactly where that
is. Right up by 10th. Yeah.
I live up near York, Yokes and all that, but I have to go that way every single day, so.
It was called Aspen Glen. I loved living there.
Yeah, I know.
But Olympia is quite the, it's quite a traveled street.
Oh, it goes. It's a run.
Yeah.
It's a run. So we'll be out there broadcasting live for a great cause. Come on by. Stop on by. Again, a monetary donation would be awesome. And look for us there. We'd love to meet you and hang out with you. And again, it all goes to the Tri-Cities Food Bank, which is an amazing work that they do here.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know about you. You were very fortunate. I grew up poor. And so we did use the food bank on occasion. Government cheese.
Yeah.
I do remember the government. I don't know about government cheese. Did you guys ever get government cheese and the powdered milk and all that?
Yeah. Yes, I'm very familiar.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's unless you've lived it, it's quite the experience. I'm telling you, still that government cheese, probably the best grilled cheese sandwiches I ever had.
I was just going to say, Mom made the best mac and cheese. Right. Now, my mom was no cook by any means, but she could throw down with some mac and cheese.
With that government cheese. That's gold,
right.
I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, there was something about it, man. It was magical, the peanut butter and all that. So let's keep those shelves stocked. Tri-Cities Food Bank, we love you. Grocery Outlet, we love you. We'll see you out there today from 1 to 3. Come on by. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
For new country, 102.7 KORD, your chance to see Lainey Wilson in Vegas. Give you a quote, give you a code coming up here this morning at 8:20.
So, can you imagine meeting Lainey Wilson?
Yeah, this is cool.
I'd wear bell bottoms just for the occasion.
Or take a pair to get signed.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be awesome. I'll fly you out of Pasco, hotel accommodations, airfare. A big thank you again to Legends Casino. It's our final day of Lainey Wilson in Vegas. So good luck with that. Well, it's here in, it's said and done, and here in, and we're awesome about it. But the National Toy Hall of Fame has inducted Slime Battleship Trivial Pursuit. They've been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Perfect.
So, any of these are any of these particular ones your favorites, there, Patty?
I had all of them.
Yeah, Battleship's always fun. Trivial Pursuit.
You sank my battleship.
Exactly. The older I get, the more I don't want to play Trivial Pursuit because I've forgotten half the stuff I used to know.
Back
when we were younger, man, that was a fun game to play. You get your little piece of pie and all that. Now I struggle. Slime. Let's talk about slime.
I had that. It came in a green container.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it had a weird smell,
it
too.
It does. It does.
It was a weird.
Yeah.
And a weird texture.
Yeah, it's
but
weird.
But who didn't want slime? That was fun.
Slime was introduced in 1976. It's very popular. Squishiness and stress relief qualities. I know you had Flarp over there.
I don't have that anymore.
Was that slime, technically?
Kind of.
So, do you have a slime horror story? Anything happened with the slime? We're curious about that. Where did the slime get stuck? And we're curious. Everybody's got a good story about some slime.
I just remember it smelled weird.
Yeah, it
was weird. It wasn't pleasant either. No. Not like, remember Play-Doh?
No, Play-Doh
was, right? Kids would even eat Play-Doh.
I know, Play-Doh has a weird smell too, yeah. I guess. It has a salty, not that I ate a lot of Play-Doh, but I think it has a salty taste.
I know. Let's go way back then. If you're going to go Play-Doh, you better remember Silly Putty?
Oh, yeah.
And you could put it on the comics.
Yeah, that was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best. Yeah. I was trying to think that back in the day we tried to make Play-Doh with food coloring.
Oh, yes.
It never turned out.
It's never as good as the real deal.
That's right.
Play-Doh is Play-Doh.
And even off-brands are...
That's not the same.
It's not Play-Doh. Play-Doh is Play-Doh. So if you've got a slime horror story, we'd love to hear from you. 547-KORD. Take some calls. It's on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
09, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Our final, at least for us, our final code word for Lainey Wilson's coming up here in just about 10 minutes, thanks to Legends Casino. You'll have four other chances today with Jess and the Job, Buddy Logan, and also Evan After 7 will give you a chance.
I would love to meet Lainey Wilson. I would love to see her in concert. All my friends back in the Twin Cities, it was a magical show. I watched every song was a hit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're super excited about that. Lainey, your chance to fly off to see her from Pasco coming up in just a little bit. So the good news is Slime, Battleship, and Trivial Pursuit have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Congratulations to all those toys that we played with this kid.
Very cool.
Slime was introduced in 1976. It was very popular for its squishiness and stress relief qualities. A lot of people still have slime on their desk because they like to play with it. But we thought we'd do have some fun with you. Slime horror stories. Did you ever get messed up and get slime?
Did you put it in your hair?
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, what happened? How did you get in trouble? We're curious. Stories when you were a kid. This is going to be a lot of fun. 547-KORD. Tell us your slime horror story.
When I was younger, I thought it would be a great idea to see what would happen if you put slime in a microwave.
Oh, boy.
It started to, like, you could see it bubble, and then it started to, like, sizzle like water usually does, and then you could smell it. It was so bad.
No.
And by the time I was thinking, hey, I should open it so I could get it out, Boom! Exploded.
Oh, jeez.
I was not covered in it, but I was in so much trouble that my dad made me work all through the summer just so then my Christmas present could be a new microwave.
That's what I was thinking of, because think about it. That slime would probably get in everywhere, and trying to clean
Gross.
It out of the microwave.
No, thank you.
No.
No.
I've talked about it on this show a lot, that I had a boss who absolutely hated the smell of cooked microwave popcorn.
I get that.
And somebody burnt the microwave popcorn, and I heard, and he came storming down
the
hallway.
The one thing he asked people not to do, somebody did.
Ripped the microwave out of the wall, threw it into the trash, and guess what? Guess what we never got?
You fools are never getting a microwave again.
Nope, not, and there was no microwave. And so to this day, Hannah, used to work with Hannah. She was a sweet girl, but she... Okay, Hannah was...
Do you think she likes microwave popcorn anymore?
I don't know. Probably she was probably traumatized, but everybody was upset.
They blamed her.
They did. Yeah. We lost our microwave because of Hannah. So, Hannah, I'm thinking of you today. All right. Well, if you want to, hey, don't worry about the microwave popcorn, because you know what? If you want to lose some weight, we're here to help you. 20 to 30 pounds. Patty has won, lost over like 50 some pounds. We're so proud of Patty. I lost 20 pounds. We're maintaining.
I appreciate that, Rick. It gets easier as it goes on.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking at first because you do increase your water. I will say that was the most shocking thing.
Yeah, you got to drink a lot of water. It was so nice that we met a couple of listeners from Pendleton yesterday. Thanks, guys, for coming down. And they were saying, Patty, you look great. You look great.
I'll take those compliments all day long. And, guys, you can listen, if I can do it, you can do it. And the secret is Tri-Cities Weight Loss. The number is 509-410-0670. Ashley will guide you along the way. Her husband is the doctor behind it, Dr. Lopez. They'll work with you, get you on a program, and it's just like a map. You follow it, the weight melts off.
And it changes you. Trust us on this. TriCitiesWeightLoss.com. Give them a call. Let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Love when we get to meet our listeners. And Lori, I know Lori's getting back into car. She's probably not even hearing this right now. But Lori came in, picked up some tickets, and we got to say hi to Lori. Finally, Lori's been calling in for the last couple years, and we got to say hi to Lori.
She's going to have so much fun. She's going to the Custer's Arts and Crafts Show tomorrow at the Happo Center.
Hey, she is. And so it's just awesome to get to meet her. And we've been wanting to meet her for a long time. And so shout out to you, Lori. I don't know if you're back in your car and can hear us again. Right now for Lainey Wilson, the code is 429-429. Make sure you input that into your KORD mobile app. If you don't have the KORD mobile app, download the KORD mobile app.
Today's your last day.
And it's going to be right there when you finally get it downloaded. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, Lainey in Vegas.
Lainey in Vegas. Go through there. Now you're going to have to scroll down away.
For the correct date, the correlating date.
This is what...
And the hour.
This is what confuses people, but you got to scroll down a little bit to put it in there. So, all right. So there you go. It's 429. Again, your code, Lainey Wilson, is 429. All right, got a situation going on in other people's problems. Going to tie this one off, and looks like Sarah, man, this guy may be cheating.
Well, so she met this guy while they were karaokeing. She goes, we exchanged numbers, started texting. We've had three awesome dates, but we're not getting to the fourth date because she found out he's married. She goes, not only is he's married to one of my bosses. How awkward does that get? She goes, she was on Facebook and she saw her picture in the People You Might Know row. She clicked on the profile, went through several pictures before coming to one of her and her husband. And wouldn't you know it, he wasn't wearing his wedding ring when I met him. I told my best friend about this. She said, I need to ghost him since he doesn't know where I work or where I live. Well, we're not friends on social media either. My sister says, tell my boss, come clean. What would you do if you were me?
Yeah, do you rat this guy out? Sarah. What's going on? Now, of course, we don't know if we separated or not. We don't know anything.
We don't know the details.
But it sure sounds like he's cheating. So what are people saying here?
Mary says, well, I'd definitely tell her. She needs to know and tell her just like you did here. And then I'd ghost the guy. Don't respond to him if you see him in public. Run.
Devlin says, write an anonymous note and leave it on her desk to keep an eye out for her husband. That way you can do your best to stay out of the drama. Everyone deserves to know if they're getting cheated on. Be sure you have blocked him on every front. And that's from Devlin. Yeah.
Levi says, mind your own business. Ghost and move on. It's not serious and you've not done anything. So just forget about it.
Vicky says, before she finds out, since this is your boss, I'd tell her yourself. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Amanda says, send a message about him being married and then ghost and block on everything.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of a mixed bag today. Half are saying that you just ghost him and be done with it. Don't go near the guy.
Yeah,
he's drama. The other one is like, hey, can you anonymously do something to give her the heads up about this particular situation? Again, I mean, I
don't know if I would my boss.
Get me started.
Hey, guys, let's get Rick riled up.
This hogwash of I'm separated. You know what I'm saying? Patty, come on. This hogwash.
So that's a person who wants... The cake and eat it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't go both ways.
Yeah, you can't. I've always felt that that's literally hogwash and a cop-out. And I will tell you this. This is a good line. Remember this, people. Home field has the advantage. Just remember that. Is that a great line? Home field has the advantage.
And I can't relate to it, but I feel you because I've watched a lot of cheaters.
They
always go back to the...
Home field has the advantage. Yeah. And so when someone says, well, we're separated. Aria, you know, even if, yeah, I don't, yeah.
Well, baby mamas always are always
I,
the
I know.
Right.
All right. So we did our best to solve it for you. So, yeah, this would be curious how you handle this, Sarah. It's kind of a mixed bag. Good luck with it. It's half and half with what we got.
Well, definitely run. It's a red flag. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
the guy, she said, yep, he's out.
Cut him out.
That's good. Now, what you decide to do beyond that is up to you. So 547-KORD, chat us what you do. We want to know. It's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.